This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To talk about, something to cook about. This is Thanksgiving's American Family Farmers Show. Yes, it's Thanksgiving week. There are a lot of things to talk about with regard to the food supply, although I think we've made a point of talking about how little the American family farmer gets out of the turkey and the fixins that are so much a part of this time of year. So maybe I don't have to go over that again. It just it becomes a source of annoyance, actually, with me, so maybe I shouldn't focus on it. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of what's going on with the family, on the farms, with our food, and I usually start every one of our visits with a focus on a couple of news stories. You may or may not have heard the recognition that was focused on rural America, because 60 million of us live and work in rural communities. Life gets challenging when illness or pregnancy forces you to have to travel a lot of distance to see a doctor, get to a hospital. National Rural Health Day took place this past week, an annual event to help us all focus on the state of rural health care. So if you're in that situation, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The spirit of small town America needs to have the same services that big city America has, doesn't it? Don't we all deserve, we're all Americans, don't we deserve the same treatment? We're not getting it. You know, when I think about treatment, I get to the bottom line of this fiasco that's trade war relief and how really it has, the promises from the administration are completely hollow when you get down to it. The Department of Agriculture announcing yet another round of cash payments to farmers, supposedly to ease our losses from the trade war with China, cut off a lot of growers from what is now the biggest market, perhaps feeling all of the Democrats. Mayor Pete, I think I talked about him on this program last week and how he's gotten the attention and is the number one contender in Iowa because he's the only one of all the Democratic challengers who's talking about the farm, what's going on the farm, what's going on with our food supply. Anyway, the president tweeted, you talk about hollow, quote, the smaller farms and farmers will be the biggest beneficiaries. Do you know what a load of crap that is? It's offensive to look at this list of people and companies and hedge funds and folks who don't live on the farm but who have an entrepreneurial connection to a farm through investments, getting these $250,000 checks. Trump tweeted, our great farmers will receive another major round of cash, compliments of China tariffs. During Thanksgiving week, the smaller farms and farmers will be big beneficiaries. In the meantime, as you may have noticed, China is starting to buy again. It's just not true. You look at the people getting the checks. Look at the lists. It's all Sonny Perdue's neighbors and friends in Georgia and southeastern America. The Farm Subsidy Database shows that payments were about $6 billion the first time around. The total so far is $14, $15 billion. And of the payments in the last couple of months, the top 10 percent of recipients, the largest, most profitable industrial-scale farms. They're the ones who get most of the money. Three of these farming fat cats got $1 million a person. 45 got $500,000 each, and 514 got $250,000, and they weren't even farms. So this is the average farmer who is a real farmer got $5,136. I told you, I got $89. I don't care because I don't need it. It's not my focus. But I look at, for example, Smith & Sons, based in Bishop, Texas. They've gotten $1.5 million. DeLine Farm Partnership of Charleston, Missouri got almost $2 million. Let's see here. The payouts that started last year, I'm looking at a list here. The payment limit was $125 in the first round. Then it went up to $200. If you're dealing with dairy or hogs, it went up to $500,000. As a matter of fact, no farmer with an adjusted gross income above $900,000 is supposed to get payments. But they aren't going to farmers, they're going to investors. This is laughable. It really is. The whole thing is these billionaires that were signing on to Trump's campaign got a lot of the money. I look at what some of the farm state senators are saying. Charles Grassley of Iowa proposed a hard cap of $125,000, going back to that, per person, and a restriction that would allow payments to people who actually farm. Duh! Farmers and their spouses, they're the ones who should get the money, according to Grassley. And that's what Mayor Pete is saying as well. It really is. This is so outrageous, so in your face. Talk about giving us the literal finger. Good God. Anyway, there's another story floating around this week about CBD oil and whether or not farmers ought to be growing hemp because the CDC has come out. Kara, what did you tell me? It was, I think, today that there was an announcement from the CDC or one of these alphabet soup organizations to not trust hemp because it hasn't been inspected by the FDA. Do you know what a load of crap that is? It is ridiculous to hear people say that hemp may not be good for you when the real proof, the real experimentation has been done by Americans, not only Americans, but people all around the world that are using CBD oil to conquer all kinds of physical ailments and problems. The public wants this stuff. And yet the government keeps in their face, so influenced by the big drug companies that are losing out because people don't want to take the drugs. They want to do something that's natural, and that's what CBD oil is. You hear people talk about the industrial hemp sector as the wild, wild west. There are all kinds of growers and buyers and processors in some parts of the country. There is huge demand for hemp-made products, and the government is saying you can't have them. Isn't the government supposed to represent us? Yes or no? The leaf tobacco business is putting skin in the game. Quietly, there are tobacco companies that have big ag universities like Cornell and North Carolina State in their pocket. They're trying to find agronomic hemp uses for their growing network of farmers that want to grow this stuff. I know here in Massachusetts, I've been trying to put together a plan with some of my farmer friends to grow hemp, but the state just keeps getting in the way. And so we're trying to deal with it because people are, you can still buy the stuff online. It's not like where they're forbidding using it in food or making it, doing any processing, that kind of stuff. But yet you can get it, anything that has been, we've been told in Massachusetts, you can't make this, you can't sell this, but yet you can get it online, you can get it at the gas station. I mean, come on. What are we learning from that reality? Certainly food for thought, something to be thinking about. I think very, very important stuff. Okay, that's at 15 past the hour. Before we meet Don Broder from Farm Fusion, let me talk about Christmas and how you look. It doesn't make a difference whether you're in rural America or in downtown America. You want to have a good smile. You want to look your best during the holiday season. As a matter of fact, you want to look your best all the time. Why not? Here's an inexpensive, safe way for you to whiten your teeth, an average of 6 shades in 7 days. No sensitivity whatsoever. With Power Swabs, you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's something new this year. They stand behind it. It's so good. It works for real people who get real results. All of the Power Swabs are this item that you get when you buy it. It's a tray. It has the tubes in it. Snap open the tube, use the Q-tip and put it on your teeth, and in 5 minutes you see your teeth changing 2 shades whiter. It just keeps going on and on and on. So try the Power Swabs 7-Day Intensive Teeth Whitening Kit and get a free stain-out quick stick. You get 40% off and then an additional $10 off of that price, plus a free quick stick. All these items aimed at one thing, and that's making your teeth whiter in a safe way, all-natural way. 800-208-1797. Call now for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Time now on the American Family Farmer to meet Don Broder, who comes to us from Farm Fusion. You can go to the website farmfusion.org. I always like to have, when I often will ask people, Don, who are on the program, if they're farm kids or not. You grow up on a farm? And the answer, your answer is yes. All right, so tell us about your experience growing up on the farm. What kind of a farm was it?
Okay. Well, you know, my dad has had all different types of farms, I feel like, growing up. It was a dairy farm when I was a young girl, and he still farms today. So he does alfalfa, corn, and he's also a rancher, so he has Angus cattle.
Uh-huh. What does he think about the move toward growing hemp on some of the land in that neck of the woods?
You know, he's interesting. He's kind of old school, so I think he's still a little cautious about what that would entail, but definitely interested in all the advantages and health benefits of hemp. So, yeah, something we're looking into.
Yeah, I think it's now, are you on his farm or do you have your own farm?
I'm on his farm. I'm right in the heart of it.
In the heart of it. When you say in the heart of it, what would? How do you translate that? You're in the middle of all of the work on the farm.
I sure am. That's where I built my teaching kitchen, my barn, which is actually my teaching kitchen, and it's right in the center. It's kind of up on the hill. I've got the cornfield on one side, the alfalfa field on the other.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right? Yeah.
Good ambiance, if you will. And I also noticed that you had a food truck. You come to us from Fort Collins, Colorado, and I want to know the story because the food truck thing has become quite the stirring a lot of interest all over the country. So I want to know how your food truck, the Farm Fusion food truck, worked there locally. And we're going to talk about supporting local farmers. That's the idea here on the American Family Farmer Program.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Your arms and your mind around some of the things going on that produce farm health, if you will. I'm looking at a report on dairy farming and Thanksgiving, and it's pretty bleak. We'll get to that later on. Right now, I'm going to continue our conversation. I'm Doug Steffen here with Don Broder from Farm Fusion, website farmfusion.org. As a child, I'm going to go back to that because it's kind of fun. I always like to remember what I did when I was a kid and what others do, even a generation or two behind me. What did you do on the farm? What were your jobs as a youngster growing up on the farm?
Well, I was mainly in charge of the calves, feeding the calves, caring for the calves, also in charge of the chickens, gathering the eggs, taking care of everything, and our horses. And also helped a little bit with the milking, but they gave me more kind of the less important jobs, I would say, with the dairy farming. So I was able to help with the cleaning, herding them in, that type of thing. My favorite part of growing up on the farm was having to do with horses, where I'd help with team penning and sorting the cattle. Yeah. We still do that today.
Yeah. Pork and bean.
Yes.
I give hay rides on my farm, but they're pulled by a Massey Ferguson 180 tractor, and not by. Although I tried the horse thing, it's hard in my neck of the woods to have these horses around. I'm a dairy guy. I raise replacement heifers, and it's hard sometimes to have them in the same pasture with the horses. And I have open pastures. I just want everybody to wander around and enjoy. You know, and when I say everybody, the people who visit me on the farm or the animals that are here whose main job is to, in essence, take care of the farm, they take care of the fields and do a very nice job of it. But somehow, sometimes, maybe you found the secret to this, Don, how cows and horses can get along together. Sometimes they do, sometimes I guess it depends on the horse as much as anything else, yeah?
Right, and our horses are with the cows.
They
seem to do pretty good. They are.
Yeah.
They are,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's cute. So also, you were a cooker early on. Now, I'm looking at pictures of you that basically are, it looks like you're in a big commercial kitchen. Are you preparing things that are grown on the farm? What is the story here, and how is it connected to that food truck?
You bet. So I, after my food truck, I opened, well, actually during my food truck, I opened a teaching kitchen. So I did open a commercial kitchen in my barn. So I built in the front part of my barn, I designed it to be a commercial kitchen so I could use it for the food truck. And then also I teach cooking classes. And so on my website, that's what you'll see, any type of cooking classes in there. And it's all centered around farm to table. So whatever we produce or local farmers and ranchers, I always source my food from them and teach people how to cook with it.
Do you teach your husband how to cook using this?
I do. He's learned so much.
Really?
He even knows, right, he even knows, he knows many phrases that he did not know before. So that's good, cooking phrases.
So what can your model do? More and more in my area anyway, and I'm guessing in your area, maybe all around the country, people who are growing their own food on the farm are doing something that is an offshoot of what you're doing, growing and then cooking, teaching people how to cook or cooking stuff that can be sold in the farm store. You have a farm store there as well, do you not?
You know, I do not have a farm store. We do in my teaching kitchen, like with our honey and our beef and that type of thing. But I use a lot of the local CSAs, so the local farm stands that are in our area.
Yeah. So that's how you you take the food. Okay, take the food from there and then cook it or teach people how to cook it. But it really is a step in the right direction, and I'll tell everybody why I think that in a matter of moments. Here, this is the American Family Farmer.
This is sponsored by the National Insurance Crime Bureau. In 2018, a motor vehicle was stolen every 42.2 seconds in the United States. Those thefts, when added together, resulted in a $6.3 billion loss. This level of theft has not been seen since 1967. Frank Scafidi, Public Affairs Director, National Insurance Crime Bureau, discusses tips to protect your vehicle.
Many thefts occur because owners forget to lock their cars or remove their keys or fobs, making it easy for thieves. Invest in a security device that is visible or audible, and consider installing a kill switch or fuel cutoff, because if your vehicle can't be started, it can't be stolen.
Lastly, invest in a tracking device that emits a signal to the police or to a monitoring station. Some systems employ telematics, which combine GPS and wireless technologies that will alert the owner if the vehicle has been moved and can be tracked via computer. To learn more safety tips, visit NICB.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Heavy snowfall and bitter cold is making the Thanksgiving holiday one to remember, but for all the wrong reasons.
It's not very good because we're heading to Illinois and don't know what to expect.
Driving is tough. I go real slow and I have my lights on and I watch out. I'm very aware of what people are doing.
High winds, thick snow flurries, and biting cold have gripped much of the country. Countless air travelers are hearing the words that they dread. Flight delayed.
I think we're an hour late. We just checked.
A lot of these flights are just on a couple hour delay. You're missing connections.
Snow and ice have stranded hundreds of thousands of holiday travelers across the country. Right now is the busiest travel time of the year. 55 million people are on the move. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 42 points, the S&P 500 up 13, and the NASDAQ up 57. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake and money.
Comments about what's going on the farm. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week our focus conversationally is on an idea. We're always interested in innovation, challenging people to come up with ways to make the farm more successful. You just got to do it differently. That's all. You got to come up with different ideas. And Don Broder has done that with her farm in Fort Collins, Colorado, the farm kitchen. So I said, with regard to cooking on the farm, Don, that it was a step in the right direction. And I want to pursue that with you because I think if you look at the headlines, almost any day on my Monday through Friday program today, we were talking about the another outbreak of salmonella or E. coli or listeria or whatever the, you know, the germ of the day is. And if we teach people how to use locally grown, locally sourced food and cook it in the way that you are, and then there won't be these problems. But I think it still is an uphill educational curve these days, don't you?
Absolutely, right. And people, I think, sometimes don't even realize how easy it is to find local locally sourced food. You know,
right.
It's just as easy as finding it in the grocery store.
Yeah. Well, it may not be available year-round, and that
right.
may distract people. But when it's there, it certainly is much better. And wouldn't you want to keep your family? People say, oh, it's more convenient for me to go to the store. Well, what's more important? What does it mean, convenient? You spend 15 minutes less watching, you know, the Housewives of Beverly Hills or something, or whatever it is. wait a minute.
Exactly.
Oh, there's a new show, The Housewives of Fort Collins. How about that?
Right. There we go. I could do that one.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
No, I'd like to teach people about, you know, canning and preserving as well, you know, just like grandma did. So you can take some of that produce and you can still use it year-round if you know what you're doing.
Well, the old expression, what's old is new again, there's a lot of that. I remember growing up on the farm, one of the things I look forward to every Wednesday, donuts were fried on the stove, and it was...
Yum.
It was fabuloso. And all of the... We used to go around and pick the grapes, because there were grapes hanging from trees and on the bushes and stuff all over the farm, and grape jelly that was made... to go with the donuts. It was just, you know, those sorts of things seem unique today, but people like you are giving them life.
Yes, yes. And hopefully allowing people to see that it's a pretty cool way to live, really. You can grow anything, you know, pretty easily in your backyard, or you can participate in farmer stands.
Yeah, do you have much of what the farmer's market outlook there, or what's the climate for farmer's markets in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, so we have farmers markets. They start in May and they go through October. And there's a lot of farmers around here that even let you go out to their stands, and you can pick your own berries. You can pick some produce. You know, at the end of the season, there's one farm that allows you to go on, and for $20, you can just fill up five huge bags, grocery bags of whatever.
There's a fella here who's got an orchard. And he has a bag. You come buy a $5 bag, and you go fill it with peaches, apples, pears. You could fill it up with peppers if you want. Lettuce, you can fill it up with cucumbers, tomatoes. Just kind of take the bag, pay for the bag, and go pick your own.
Yeah,
which it seems to me. Yeah, well, it's good for youngsters. Now, how about young people who are coming in to learn how to cook? What are you doing for children who may want to avail themselves of your knowledge?
Yeah, so I do have kids cooking classes, and they are, because of Food Network, I really believe this is because of Food Network.
Oh,
I think kids at a very
crazy
early age, it's ridiculous, but they see it, so they think that they can just jump in the kitchen and know how to do that, but you know what, they're really excited to learn how to cook, so I have a lot of kids classes.
What about teaching cooking? When you went to school, I remember, and I'm going back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when I was in school, and we actually had what they called home economics classes, where you would learn how to cook, you'd learn how to sew, you'd learn how to do things that were necessary, and this is for both men and women, so it wasn't a sexist kind of thing. Men were learning how to cook, and matter of fact, I remember we had a tech school, once they learned how to cook a little bit in some normal classes, then they go over there. And some of the best cooks in the area came out of these programs. So it's, I would think that would be good for you. Does one get teaching credits or educational credits for going to your classes?
Well, actually, I was. So funny that you mentioned that. I was a home ec teacher. It's now called Family and Consumer Science. And I did teach, you know, the cooking classes and that type of thing. And while I was there, I did line up with a community college for them to get credit in the chef certificate program for taking classes. So mine that I do right now, they don't get credit for that, but I did that in the past,
Well, listen, why not? Let's talk about hydroponics and aquaponics.
Yeah,
a lot of people are growing food. Do you find the quality of the food that's grown hydraulically in water is as good as the things that are grown on the land?
You know, that's an interesting question. And I think that the things that we have a big hydroponics or aquaponics farm here in Fort Collins that does all the lettuce and basil for most of the restaurants. And I think that's fantastic. I mean, that grows well, grows year-round. But that's a good question, because when you take the soil away, you're kind of taking some of that, the flavor that you get, so, you know, from the soil. So I don't know if it's better. It's just another way of growing, I think, that you can produce something year round and just another option.
Well, there are some people, I wanted you to tell that story, because there are a lot of traditional farmers who don't think that it's right to have. We have two farms in my town. I'm the dairy and animal guy, and my neighbor is the produce guy. And every year he starts in his greenhouse, or one of his greenhouses, he starts growing hydroponic, say it again, Doug, there it is, hydroponic tomatoes ahead of the season. So that by, normally they're not ready until July, but he has them ready the 1st of June. And people, I taste them, and for whatever the reason, I don't get a taste out of them. But you know what? It's all about what you put into the soil or whatever it is that you're growing the stuff in. It's going to taste like whatever the environment is, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if it gives me a tomato a little bit earlier, hey, I'm more for it.
Right. Yeah, right. Tomatoes. I'm having a hard time finding good tomatoes. I like tomatoes and cabbage. There's something about tomatoes and cabbage.
Oh, nice. Interesting combo.
Yeah, it is. I just chop up the cabbage. I live alone, and I chop up the cabbage and mix it with the tomatoes, and it's very good. I don't eat meat, so it's hard for me to, you know, sometimes come up with interesting things to eat, the eggs and things that are around now. But I use a lot. I wonder about you, when you come up with new ideas. Do you use things like honey and local, source local honey? Must be out there. Lots of honey around, I would think.
Yeah, we actually have a honeybee farmer on our farm. So I have all the honey I want. Yes, yeah, fantastic.
But, do you have cows on the farm? Do you have dairy cows still on the farm?
You know, we have Angus cattle right now. We are going to get another dairy heifer because I teach cheese making, and right now I use a herd share, so I get raw milk from a local dairy farmer. But we're going to go ahead and get our own cow again and start milking.
How much raw milk is sold in your neck of the woods?
You know, that's because of everything that you have to go through in order to become a herd share. We only have about, in my area, maybe three local dairy farmers that actually do that, and they have a wait list. I think I was on the wait list for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I sold raw milk on my farm for quite a long time. And, there were people coming. They were coming from miles around, willing to pay almost anything. Can you imagine getting $12 a gallon for milk?
And that's exactly right.
Supply enough of it, because it's what people really want. And the stuff that we get out of the so-called local dairies now is nothing. I get on my horse and this just really makes me crazy. What's gone on with the American dairy farm is, well, your father has lived with it, and he's figured out how to diversify, which has been hard for some people. That I'm probably old enough to be your father, so maybe people that are our age that go through all of this stuff, we don't like it. But it is what it is, and so you have to confront the realities and do something that makes sense. And in this circumstance, you doing what you've done, trying to broaden the adventure. So, with the one final question about how you couple all this together. So you have the teaching kitchen in the barn. You source the foods from local. So what is the horse and buggy and the rides around the farm? Just something separate that is part of the attraction. People come out there, get cooking lessons, and, oh, by the way, you can take a horse-drawn carriage around the farm. How does that couple together?
Yep, absolutely. That's just kind of like the icing on the cake, so a little bit to go into the experience of the farm so that they can get a tour of the farm. And we don't do it with every class. We just do it kind of when my dad isn't busy in the farm, and he'll hitch up the team. And so it's always kind of an exciting thing to do that's extra on top of cooking.
Right. Well, I hope people will be inspired by what you're doing. It is inspirational. The website, again, is farmfusion.org, farmfusion.org. Great to make your acquaintance. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving week. Don Broder here from Farm Fusion on the American Family Farmer. The podcast that I remind you about, every week we have a new podcast that basically focuses on some of our conversations that we've had in the previous week or so. And the current one, the most recent one, is a focus on how much money farmers are getting for Thanksgiving food dollars. That is, 12 cents out of every dollar that's spent on Thanksgiving food goes to the farmer. Isn't that outrageous? Wow. And the podcast that I tend to sometimes stick with some themes, and one of my themes at the moment is the payments from the federal government. I give you some more information on that at the American Family Farmer. I also talk about Ben and Jerry's getting some flack over using ingredients from factory farms. They deserve the flack. Well, they don't, but the company Unilever that bought them out does. So I'll tell you that story on the podcast. We have Suzanne Livingston, too, who is the IBM Food Trust officer. She's all about labeling food, things that we all need to be, I guess, embracing accountability and traceability is very important. I think it is for farmers and for the people that use our food. And that's what we talk about here. The American Family Farmer is all about the family farmer, the food, and the families that eat it. This is, in fact, the Thanksgiving week, American Family Farmer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten. Yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
One of the things, a quick thought about land preservation that's important. Have you, your family, figured out what happens to the farm after you've decided to call it a day? I think that's one of the least prepared people on the farm are for the future, planning for the future. What happens? There are land preservation trusts. There are lawyers that specialize in this sort of thing, so the farm can stay in the hands of the family if that's the desire. I think keeping the family and then finding another farmer, if you haven't got one in your family, is something that a lot of people are now looking at very seriously. So I don't say this lightly. Make sure you're planning for the future. All of the future plans need to be sort of in writing. 10 before the hour here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Reinforce something I said earlier in the hour about National Rural Health Day, which goes back about 100 years. The most recent acknowledgement of this, however, came last year when Congress passed the Opioid Crisis Response Act. Opioids and drugs in general, one of the biggest problems in rural America on our farms. The biggest because of what's going on there. The reality of all the devices that are around, some people can't get at information that others have. There also is a shortage of information about what happens when you get onto opioids. This is why I'm so in favor of hemp and hemp products, getting people who have pain away from drugs and using things that are natural. But yet at every step of the way, every turn, every corner, we have somebody from the federal government or the state government says, no, you can't do that. Well, you know what? Damn them. I want to do it. I want to help people. I want a good cash crop. As a dairy farmer, or used to be a dairy farmer, I need to do something with my land. And dairy farmers have had it tough. Remember the days when people said robotic milkers, they were the savior of dairy farms. Well, I've got, in my state, a couple of dairy farms that had robotic milkers that are for sale. Not the milkers, the farms. Because it didn't do. Very expensive to buy this stuff. And also to repair. It's like the new tractors. I know I sound like Captain Curmudgeon here, but under the circumstances, buying what I found with a couple of my friends who bought new tractors, various companies, offering, you know, all these special deals, buy this tractor. But when they break down, you can't fix them. You got to call somebody at $90 an hour to come out and fix them. I don't want a tractor like that. I want to be able to fix my tractor myself. I got an injector problem on one of my Masseys. So I take the injector out, get it rebuilt, put it back in the tractor. Figure out how to do the timing, all of that stuff. But you can't do that with the new stuff. And that's what's sending people over the hill. especially in the dairy business. So the times, remember the Bob Dylan tune, the times they are changing, and they are. Farmers in a lot of areas around the country facing their tough realities. I look around New York State especially, where it's been so unfriendly, the government's so unfriendly to farmers. There's land masses all over the place that aren't being used. But now you could create, if we can get this hemp thing ever straightened out, growing hemp. It's quite the business. It would be very popular and productive and good, even though there are many states that are, you know, still saying, oh, don't do this. The FDA hasn't approved it. They haven't, you know what? People are speaking, and they want these products. And a lot of land that had been used for corn before is perfect for hemp. And so it's about time that we did something that was in the best interest of the farmers and the public instead of the best interests of the special interests and the government. That's kind of the bleak reporting that I see around the hemp products that I went to a couple of consortiums over the last couple of years to find out more about hemp. And I'm no further along now than I was 2 years ago because of the state of information that is there that comes from the drug companies that don't want to see the hemp products, whether it's stuff that you use for food, for clothing, for rope, or whether it's the oil, the CBD oil. It just is the tobacco companies. And if you look around quietly, this is what's so insidious about this. If you look at the big tobacco companies and what they're doing, they're buying land and farms, and they are also buying there are production facilities that are put up oftentimes places where cannabis is being grown. There's also a facility to do the hemp oil, the production facilities for hemp oil. And these tobacco companies are quietly buying up all this stuff. They've created a distress among the farmers. I know a number of farmers that went out of business this year in Massachusetts. A lot of farmers started growing hemp. And then 2 weeks after they had their seeds in the ground, they were told by the state, you can't do this anymore. I mean, the kind of things that are being done are so obvious. And these are former dairy farms that were in big trouble, and many of them went bankrupt. So anyway, I encourage you to specialize on your farm. If you really have the ability, I'm looking at some family farms that I know, diversifying away from cows because they don't want to milk 1,000 cows, and I don't blame them. But they got a lot of, there's a place up in Vermont that I went to visit this summer. Five members of the family run the farm. They had a huge dairy operation. They sold the cows last year, and they're growing hemp. But they don't know what to do with it now because there's no production facilities. It's the government acting against our best interest in favor of the special interests, and it's pretty damnable. So let's see if we can't do something about it in the new year. In the meantime, it's Thanksgiving week. Happy Thanksgiving from me. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.